everyone, buckle up because we're about to take a deep dive into a topic that's going to seriously blow your mind. We're talking about the future of the web.
And no, I don't mean flying cars and self-aware toasters, although...
Okay.
Wouldn't that be something?
We'll save those deep dives for another time. Today, we're focusing on something even cooler, I think. We're talking about transforming the web as we know it. You know, all that static text and images and injecting it with a massive dose of dynamism.
Dynamic in what way? What does that even mean?
Picture this. You're scrolling through an article online, totally normal, right? But then suddenly, bam, a chart explodes into life right before your eyes. Or maybe an interactive map unfolds with a tap. Maybe even the content itself morphs and shifts, becoming like a mini app right there on the page.
Okay, now that you mention it, I have seen some articles experimenting with interactive elements. But it's usually pretty clunky, or it takes forever to load.
I feel you. But that's where the really mind-blowing part comes in. We're not just talking about tacking on a few bells and whistles. This is about fundamentally changing how we interact with information online. And it all boils down to a fusion of some seriously powerful technologies we're talking about, Markdown, React components, and even AI, all working together.
Okay, hold on. That's a lot to unpack.
You're telling me. That's why we've got some seriously juicy excerpts to dissect today. We're diving deep into an article all about MDX, and we've also got a fascinating blog post that explores how AI can be used to generate dynamic MDX experiences, like on the fly, our mission,
right,
to break this all down into digestible bites and figure out why it even matters, not just for tech geeks, but for the future of, well, pretty much everything online.
It sounds like a wild ride. I'm in. But let's start with the basics. For those of us who might not be fluent in tech jargon, What exactly is MDX? Is it some kind of super secret code language?
It kind of is in a way, but don't worry. It's not as intimidating as it sounds. And think of it this way, you know, Markdown, right? That simple, elegant way to format text on the web. You can add headings, bold text, links, all without needing to wrestle with complicated HTML code.
Yeah, Markdown's a lifesaver. I use it all the time.
Exactly. It's like the difference between writing a quick note and crafting a formal letter Markdown keeps things streamlined and accessible. But now, imagine taking that simplicity and injecting it with the power of React components. That's where MDX swoops in to save the day. It lets you combine the best of both worlds.
Hold on, components. Are we talking about those little building blocks that developers use to create websites and apps?
You got it. Things like buttons, sliders, input fields, even more complex stuff like interactive maps and data visualizations. MDX lets you sprinkle those right into your Markdown text, creating this seamless blend of content and interactivity.
So instead of just reading about a product, I could actually interact with a 3D model of it right there in the article.
Mm.
Or maybe test out different color options with a click of a button.
Now you're getting it. And the really cool thing is MDX doesn't throw simplicity out the window. You can still stick with that familiar, easy to read Markdown syntax. It's only when you want to add those dynamic interactive elements that you sprinkle in a little bit of JSX.
CSX. Okay, you're losing me again.
Don't worry, it's not as scary as it sounds. Think of JSX like a bridge between the worlds of JavaScript and HTML. It lets you use the logic and power of JavaScript to create those interactive components, but with a syntax that plays nicely with your Markdown content.
So it's like having your cake and eating it too. But this all sounds a bit, well, too good to be true. What's the catch? Is it super complicated to use?
That's the best part. MDX is surprisingly approachable, even for folks who aren't coding wizards, and it's already gaining serious traction in the web development world. In fact, we stumbled across a quote from Dan Abramoff, a true rock star in the React community. He simply said, "Lol, MDX is so good."
Dan Abramoff. Dan Abramoff. Yeah. The guy who basically wrote the book on React.
The one and only. And he's not exactly known for showering praise on every new technology that pops up. So when someone like Abramoff gives MDX a thumbs up, you know it's onto something big.
Okay, I'm convinced. MDX sounds like a game changer. But what about the AI part? How did that fit into this whole dynamic web experience thing?
That's where things get even more interesting. Imagine AI not just spitting out lines of text, but actually crafting entire interactive experiences in real time. We're talking about AI that can design, code, and even personalize content based on who's viewing it.
Whoa, slow down.
There.
Are you saying that instead of just reading a generic product description, the AI could create a unique experience tailored specifically to me?
You got it. It's like having a personal web designer working behind the scenes to make sure you're getting the most engaging and relevant content possible.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown.
Just wait, there's more. The blog post we dug into uses a really cool example to illustrate how this whole AI-powered MDX thing works in practice.
Ooh, I love a good real-world example. Lay it on me.
So there's this company called SunHollow Shades. They make, you guessed it, shades. And the blog post talks about how you can basically train an AI to embed specific MDX tags right into the text it generates.
Wait, so instead of just spitting out a boring sentence like, SunHollow Shades are the best, the AI could create a dynamic experience.
Exactly. The AI could generate the code to make those words light up, change color, maybe even do a little dance across the screen, all while still being perfectly integrated with the rest of the article or web page.
Okay, now that's just showing off.
Yeah.
But it highlights how powerful this combination of AI and MDX can be. We're not just talking about making text look prettier. We're talking about creating truly engaging and personalized experiences for every user.
And that's just scratching the surface. We haven't even gotten to the challenges, the solutions, and the mind-boggling possibilities that this technology unlocks.
Okay, I'm going to need a minute to process all of that because, wow, we're talking about AI that doesn't just write the content, but actually designs the entire experience around it. It's true, and it's definitely revolutionary. But, like, with any new technology that promises to turn the world on its head, there are always going to be a few bumps in the road.
Oh, I bet. So what kind of challenges are we talking about here? What makes this AI-powered MDX thing so tricky to pull off?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is making sure that the code the AI generates is, you know, actually any good.
Yeah.
Think about it. Even a tiny error in the code can bring the whole house of cards crashing down.
Oh, for sure. I've dabbled in coding enough to know that one misplaced semicolon can throw everything off. So are we talking about having to hire an army of developers just to babysit the AI and make sure it doesn't break the internet?
That's the thing. It's not quite that simple. The author of this blog post ran into that exact problem. How do you make sure the AI-generated MDX is squeaky clean and won't cause any rendering meltdowns?
Okay, so what's the solution?
Well, they had to get creative. One approach they used is called conditional rendering, which sounds way more complicated than it actually is.
Break it down for me.
Basically, it's like setting up a series of checkpoints within the MDX code. It's like saying, okay, if this condition is met, then go ahead and show this component. But if not, maybe just skip it or show something else instead.
So it's like giving the AI some guardrails, making sure it doesn't go rogue and break everything.
Exactly. Imagine the AI gets a little carried away and tries to render some super complex 3D model. Well, that model might require a crazy powerful web browser to run smoothly. Conditional rendering lets you say, hey, only show this model if the user's on a device that can handle it. Otherwise, maybe just show a static image or something.
Ah, so it's all about having a backup plan for when the AI gets a little too big for its britches. I love it. But what about those components that need a little extra love to work within the MDX structure? You know, the ones that need to be wrapped.
Right. So sometimes you want to use these pre-built components, but they come from environments that are like speaking different languages than MDX.
See, it's like trying to jam a square peg into a round hole.
Kind of. Wrapping a component is basically like creating this adapter that lets it seamlessly integrate into the MDX world.
Mm.
It's like putting on a special pair of shoes that lets you walk on both land and water, no problem.
Okay, that's a metaphor I can get behind. So we've talked about the challenges and some of the clever workarounds, but I'm dying to know, how does all of this actually look in action? Can we see this MDX AI magic in the real world?
You are in luck. The author of this blog post actually included a live demo.
Wait, seriously, we can actually play around with this stuff. Tell me more.
It's this really neat chat interface where you can type in requests and interact with a Gemini AI model in real time.
Okay, I'm already sold. And since I'm on a bit of a bat kick after our last deep dive, did they happen to use any examples involving, you know, bats?
Funny you should ask, they did. Remember how we talked about the AI generating those MDX tags?
Yeah.
Well, in the demo, someone types in a request for, get this, a pie chart. But about bats?
Wait, hold up. Are we talking about a pie chart where the slices are shaped like little bats?
No.
Because that's adorable and I need to see that right now.
Not quite.
Yeah.
But it gets better. Instead of just sending back a link to Google Images or something, the AI actually generates the MDX code right there in the chat window to display a dynamic interactive pie chart visualizing data about You guessed it, bats.
No way. That's incredible. So I can just casually ask for a data visualization on a whim, and the AI whips it up like some kind of culinary master chef.
Exactly. It's like having a personal data analyst on speed dial, ready to transform your wildest data dreams into a reality.
Okay, I need to sit down for a minute and digest all of this, because we're not just talking about some cool tech here. We're talking about a whole new way of experiencing information online.
It really is mind-blowing when you think about it. The possibilities are practically endless.
Seriously. Imagine needing to present some complex data for a big meeting. Forget about fiddling around with spreadsheet software for hours. Just tell the AI to whip up a custom chart, all interactive and beautiful, in MDX. Boom. Done.
Exactly. And the amazing thing is, this technology has the potential to go way beyond just making our work lives easier. In fact, the blog post author even touches on this. It's like they were reading my mind or something.
Okay, now you've got me really intrigued. What else can we do with this dynamic duo of MDX and AI? I mean, besides impressing our bosses with fancy charts.
Well, let's talk about education, for example. Imagine textbooks that come alive right before your eyes. No more dry, static pages, just pure interactive learning experiences.
Okay, paint me a picture. How would that even work?
Picture this. You're learning about ancient Rome, but instead of just reading about the Colosseum, you can actually explore a 3D model of it right there on the page. Zoom in, check out the details, maybe even witness a virtual gladiatorial combat.
Whoa, history class just got a whole lot more interesting. Sign me up for the Colosseum Tour Guide AI. But it's not just about making learning more fun, is it?
Not at all. It's about making knowledge more accessible and engaging for everyone. Imagine being able to dive deeper into complex scientific papers, not just by reading dense text, but by interacting with data visualizations, getting explanations tailored to your level of understanding.
So it's like having a personal tutor who can break down even the most complicated topics into something digestible?
Exactly. And this could be huge for fields beyond education, too. Think about creative writing, for instance. What if novels became truly immersive experiences?
Ooh, tell me more. My inner bookworm needs details.
Instead of just reading descriptions of fantastical worlds, you could actually explore those worlds through interactive maps, delve into character profiles that evolve as you read, even make choices that influence the narrative, like those old choose-your-own-adventure books, but on steroids.
Okay, that's next-level storytelling. So we've gone from spicing up websites to revolutionizing how we learn, consume information, and experience stories, all thanks to this powerful combination of MDX and AI.
It really makes you wonder what other amazing technological mashups are out there just waiting to be discovered, right?
Absolutely. And on that note, dear listeners, we'll leave you with this thought. What crazy, world-changing possibilities come to mind when you imagine the future of MDX and AI? Don't be afraid to dream big, explore those ideas, and never stop diving deep into the unknown.